The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on a Tuesday morning. More and more people are expressing a need to be alone, to spend some time alone. We certainly were forced into that during the pandemic for months, really, in many cases. Well, that isolation can take its toll. Anxiety, depression, grief, PTSD, and other things can set in. And our next guest can address all of that and does in her book, Reconnecting After Isolation. Joining us right now to talk more about this is Dr. Susan Noonan. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Paul.
I appreciate you joining us. This is a really comprehensive book. What was your inspiration to write this book?
It was something that I think we all experienced. It's pretty universal, and not only during the pandemic, but there are other life events that actually can create isolation in ourselves. It might be that we broke a leg and have to be at home for 3 months and unable to interact with other people. It might be other parts of life, such as stigma or religious beliefs, cultural experiences that might impact us and make us feel more isolated. And that all can contribute.
I feel like before COVID, we were sort of trending in that direction anyway, towards social isolation. As connected as we are through electronic means, we are a lot less connected physically and emotionally, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Electronically just doesn't quite do the same thing. We're designed to be social beings. And in modern life, we've kind of drifted away from it. We don't live in villages and small towns anymore where everybody looks out for one another. And so there's more seclusion and loneliness in a society where we live in cities, for example, and maybe far away from family members and have to lean on some new friends for support. And different life transitions and disruptions can also contribute to that. So social connection is something I think we need to survive and thrive.
I want to talk more about that.
To our well-being.
Yeah, why is that? Because a lot of people feel like they can fend for themselves. They like to cocoon and withdraw. What's the downside of that social isolation?
Well, you know, we do need to be able to interact with people socially and to share our same interests and purpose and personal values. When we're isolated, there's changes in all areas of our daily life, both at home, at school, socially, in recreation. It sometimes affects our sleep, the way we eat, grazing all day long instead of eating regular meals with other people around. And we tend to lose a routine and structure and purpose to our day. So all of that can have a negative effect on our mental health and the stabilizing factors in our health, in our lives that support our emotional health. We can also have physical medical problems, heart disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, all related to the same thing. Sometimes stress, disagreements at home, domestic violence or child abuse can also become a result of some of this.
So how do you overcome social isolation? Obviously, some of the answers are obvious. You know, put yourself out there in the world, interact with people and do things. But that's easier said than done. What are some steps that people could take? Anybody that's listening right now that says, yes, I am socially isolated, I do need to get back out into the world. What are some steps to take?
Well, you have to realize that, in fact, there is a different world and that we each have our own set of needs and some level of discomfort with what's going on. So you have to think about where you are and what you can realistically do right now, going at your own pace. So you decide what it is that you need to do, what activities you're comfortable in doing. You might want to set out small goals that are both simple and specific, but realistic. and attainable, and learn to say no when you're uncomfortable on occasion. You want to continue with the things in life that provide meaning and purpose to you and reach out to others during that. You want to keep sure that you take care of yourself with good sleep habits, good diet, move more, sit less, have a daily routine and structure. Stay busy, but in a meaningful way. And that includes pleasurable activities and being outside in nature and reaching out to other people. I think some of those things are the basics of what one can do. And I think if it's something like the pandemic and we have a great deal of anxiety and uncertainty around that, we want to rely on, we want to count on reliable information. Grieve the losses that we've experienced. And it's not just the loss of a loved one, but it could be the loss of our pre-pandemic lifestyle or employment or different opportunities that may or may not have come to us or different milestones in life like graduations and weddings. And then, of course, our personal finances and instability around that. I think most people can deal with this and make the transition, but it takes some effort.
Talking with Dr. Susan Noonan, her book is Reconnecting After Isolation. You talked a little bit about this. I want to talk more, though, about some of the physical side effects of social isolation. Obviously, there's the mental health risk you put yourself at, but what about your physical health?
Your physical health is impacted. We want to just kind of, you know, not get dressed and hang around at home, not get out and exercise. We don't have to take many steps in our home. Instead of walking to the train stop or around the shopping mall or the grocery store or at work back and forth. It makes it difficult if we don't pay attention to a regular wake-up time and sleep time. So we tend to maybe nap during the day, and that affects our physical health. We might end up having other, you know, behaviors that increase the risk of our mental health, including in that. And then physically, we can end up, if we're not eating well, we're not sleeping well, we're not exercising, with a level of heart disease or high blood pressure. Maybe our cholesterol is off. Our immune function is affected. There's a lot of interpersonal tension and stress that could also affect us physically with headaches or stomach aches or muscle aches, things like that.
All right. Very good advice. Do you have a website, by the way, where people can connect? Obviously, the book is available, but where people can find out more about what we've been talking about this morning?
Yes, I do have a website. It's SusanNoonanMD.com. And on my website, I have many of my blogs. I have links to the books. And I have a way for people to connect with me personally by sending a message to me that I will respond to promptly.
All right. Susan, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.